The Proxy Zone, starring Daniel Shaw, written by Gerald Burke. Episode 1, Donnie is having a bad day.
So, what do you think?
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah.
Oh yeah? About what?
That Dracula would be more terrifying if he shot lasers from his eyeballs. Can you imagine that?
That's not what I said. What are you looking at?
Call me crazy, but did you happen to see a giant gorilla crossing 5th and St. Clair Street?
I guess I'll have to call you crazy. There is no gorilla in sight.
Okay, that's what I thought. Strange. Anyway, what were you saying? I promise I'm listening.
I said that I'd like the periwinkle blue curtains for the living room.
Yes, it'd be blue. Yeah. Yes, periwinkle blue, of course. Excellent choice. Are you sure you didn't see it? It had roller skates on this time.
There is no giant gorilla. You haven't changed your mind, have you?
What? No. I'm really looking forward to moving in together. It's going to be wonderful.
Oh, it is, isn't it? Except, I'm sorry. I want to break up with you.
What?
I'm sorry. It's just not working out.
Wait, hang on. It's work. I have to take this. Please, don't go anywhere. Hello? I'm Mr. Carmichael. Yes. If I'm being honest, not too well. What? No, you can't fire me. I've worked there for 10 years. What do you mean you have to? Hello? Hello? He hung up on me.
Goodbye, Donnie. It's been nice.
Nice? You call 5 years together. Nice. Wait, just please wait for 1 minute, okay? It's the bank. Hello? Yes? What do you mean it's all gone? What Nigerian prince? But no, I never... No, I didn't authorize any... It can't all be gone. Hello? Hello? He hung up on me too.
Hello, Rover. Come to see Mommy?
Rover, what are you doing here? You're leaving me. You can't. You're my dog. What do you mean I never listen? This is the first time I've understood what you're saying.
Come on, Rover. It's time to move on with our lives. Goodbye, Donnie.
What the hell is going on here? Wait. Maybe he knows. Hello? Oh, where'd you go, Mr. Roller Skating Gorilla? What am I doing here? Well, I'm pretty sure you're chasing a figment of your imagination brought on by a trauma quadfecta. Then, maybe I should just go home. What home? You have no home. The bank took it. Well, maybe I should stop chasing imaginary gorillas. That would be great, wouldn't it? But, what do I do now? Hey, wait. What do I do now? Where am I? Oh, great. This is what I get for following my imaginative impulses. Okay, that's not good. That's really not good. Oh, hey, little fellows. You scared me. I've never seen so many labradoodles before. You're so cute. Okay, but you're not.
Whoever you are, don't move.
Yeah, not my first choice, but if you say so.
Duck. Are you all right?
No. I'm not all right. Not by a long shot. I've been plagued by a roller skating gorilla. My girlfriend broke up with me out of the blue. I've got $0 in the bank. My dog left me. That one really hurt. And now I'm being attacked by a giant caterpillar. So no, I'm not fine.
Well, I'm sure you'll be okay, given some time to adjust. Nice to meet you,
Donnie.
Really?
Given what just happened, this is what surprises you?
Well, yes. It's just that... never mind. I don't have any time to explain, so take care of yourself, Donnie.
Hey, wait a second. Hold up.
What do you want? I'm in a hurry. I need to get back and figure out...
Figure out what? I mean... What the hell's going on here?
I don't know, but trust me, even if I knew, you wouldn't want to know. I'm sure of that. I suggest wherever you go to stay safe, you go there now and stay there. Don't come out, not even for candy.
Actually, a lollipop would be pretty good right now. But no, I have nowhere to go. I'm having the worst day.
You don't know what a bad day is. Wait. Did you mention a gorilla?
On roller skates, yes.
Is that normal where you're from?
Are you asking me if roller skating gorillas are normal in Connecticut?
Yes, it seems a simple enough question. Are you thick?
No, they are not normal.
And you say we're in Connecticut?
Yes, the cold, sterile quaintness didn't give it away.
Connecticut.
And if you don't mind telling me, what's your name?
Lydia Greats. But listen, Donnie, you don't know what a bad day is. You need to get out of here now.
I'll be honest, that does sound like a great idea, except,
Yes?
Well, I don't know where I am.
You're in Connecticut.
Right, except this doesn't look like any part of Connecticut I'm familiar with. This part here, near the road, looks like Connecticut-ish, but that part across the river, well, that looks like Peru. Am I crazy? I mean, give it to me straight. I can handle it.
No, you're not crazy, but you need to go now.
My car!
Run! No, not after me. Get out.
No way. My car just blew up. I've been plagued by visions of roller skating gorillas, and now I'm being chased by gigantic caterpillars with fangs the size of my Aunt Edna. I'm not getting out of this car, okay? No way, no how. Too scared.
There's no time to argue. I'll take you with me, but when we get to the base, you'll need to find your own way home.
Yeah, that sounds great, but in the meantime, just please get us the hell out of here. Holy sh**. Where are we?
My headquarters. Don't get comfortable.
Probably shouldn't have a couch in the lobby then. Yeah, didn't plan on it. Once I get my brain back to normal, I'm going straight home, doing a double shot of whatever I have, and hiding under the covers. Right after I take a shower and change my pants. Double shot first. I do have one question, though.
Make it quick.
What's the deal with the forest we drove through to get here?
What about it?
It's just that I've lived in Connecticut my entire life, and as far as I can recall, we don't have any Aztec temples. In fact, I'm pretty sure the Aztecs lived far away from here.
Listen, Donnie, there's something you need to know.
Oh, Lydia, you made it. Thank goodness. You worried me sick to my toes. Oh, who is this fellow?
This is Donnie. He won't be staying long.
I sure hope not.
Donnie, this is my father, Professor Greats, the scientist. I'm sure you've heard of him.
I can't say I have, but it's nice to meet you, sir. Hey, mind your personal space, if you please.
You don't look like Donnie. Are you some kind of shapeshifter? Kevin, get in here.
Yo, sup, dude?
I need your keen expertise. Is this Donnie?
No, bro, that ain't Donnie. Did you get into my stuff again, Professor?
No, this is a different Donnie.
Wow, there are two Donnies? When did that happen?
It must have to do with the phenomenon.
What phenomenon? And who is this?
Oh, yes, Donnie, this is Kevin McMasters. You know, the former surf champion turned private investigator? He specializes in antiquities.
What's up, second Donnie, dude? You know, I really like the first one, so you got some big shoes to fill, man. Although you probably could with those things. What are they, like a 13 and a half?
Yeah. Actually, it's pretty spot on. Kind of weird you knew that. Good first impression, Kevin. Nice to meet you, too. Now, will someone please tell me what this phenomenon is? Why did giant caterpillars attack me today? And why does a roller skating gorilla keep taunting me? And why, for God's sake, are there Aztec temples in the middle of Connecticut?
I can answer that.
Okay. And, who are you?
Donnie, allow me to introduce you to Countess Fallbrook, the only living heir to the Scottish Earl of Fallbrook. She's sort of in charge of the whole operation. There's no sort of about it. I oversee this whole operation, and don't you forget it, missy.
Yeah, great. Nice to meet you, too. Now, is there anyone else I need to meet before someone will explain to me what the hell's going on?
Where's Spike? She's in a dungeon.
A dungeon?
Yes, Spike does her best thinking there.
No, that's not the point. The point is you have a dungeon.
Yes, it's a nice dungeon.
Fine, you have a dungeon. Who doesn't? I completely understand. However, not to get repetitive, but what the hell is going... You know what? I don't care. That's right. I don't even care anymore. How about someone just take me home so I can crawl into bed and wake up from this hideous nightmare? And good God, I need a clean pair of pants and some underwear.
Okay, second Donnie, dude. What are you, like, 34, 36?
Yeah. Correct again, Kevin. Please, stop measuring me.
You got it, dude. Okay, try these on.
Should we tell him? Might as well. You should sit for this.
No thanks. I'll stand in these surprisingly form-fitting pants. He even guessed I prefer briefs over boxers. Okay, it's starting to get weird.
A few days ago, while on a mission to find the great sacrificial jade knife of our Wheatsart...
On second thought, sitting sounds pretty good. My hearing might be a little off, though. Did you say find the great sacrificial jade knife of our Wheatsart?
Yes, you've heard of it?
No, I haven't. I just wanted to make sure I heard you correctly.
Well, on this mission, Lydia ran into something very strange.
Dude, it was freaky.
Okay, a little too close there, Kevin. Anything like a giant, flesh-hungry caterpillar?
No, that's normal. We run into those all the time.
Yeah, you get used to it.
Of course you do. So, what could possibly be stranger than that?
Well, it all started about 2 weeks ago, right after I defeated the cannibal piranha man of Missoula in hand-to-hand combat.
Okay, that has to be the strange thing you saw, right?
No.
Way freakier, dude.
Oh, of course. How foolish of me. Please, continue.
After I knocked him unconscious, I overheard the strangest voices. When I headed their way, I found myself...
Yes?
At a Starbucks.
That's what you find strange. Starbucks. They're everywhere.
Maybe in Connecticut, but not in the middle of a Peruvian jungle, they're not.
Okay, hang on. So, of all the things we've seen today, Starbucks terrifies you.
We're not afraid of Starbucks.
Actually...
With the exception of Kevin, we are not afraid of Starbucks. However, the sudden appearance of a Starbucks in the jungles of Peru piqued our curiosity.
Yeah, dude, like since then, I've private investigated a dozen spooky happenings. Goat yoga in the Temple of Quetzalcoatl, an oxygen bar on the south bank of the Amazon, and most recently, an entire pack of hypoallergenic labradoodles. That last one was pretty cute, though.
Oh, yeah, they were pretty cute. Honestly, the best part of my day so far. So, what is this phenomenon?
We're not sure. What we do know is it's getting worse.
Traveling from place to place instantaneously is a recent manifestation of its awe-inspiring power.
One moment I was deep in jungle, then the next I ended up in Connecticut. That's the phenomenon.
Yes, but what is it?
We don't know. We'd hardly call it a phenomenon if we knew.
Like, it's totally bizarre though, dude.
I'm telling you all, I know what it is.
Not again with this ridiculous theory of yours.
I'm telling you, I'm right, you kangaroo-hopping nincompoop.
And I keep telling you, I'm Scottish, not Australian.
Potato, potato.
Professor, I did it.
That's Spike.
Oh, nice to meet you, Spike.
Who are you? Never mind, I'm busy. Wait, why did I come in here? Damn it, I had it until this oxygen thief ruined my concentration.
Hey, that's offensive.
He's quite breathy when he talks, but... Well, there is no oxygen. Not really.
Dad, not now.
Wait, I remember. Professor, if we run the ADSL through the AND gate, reverse the binary coefficient to -0.4 in the ACII relay, we should get enough power to tap into the universal mainframe at the center of the Andromeda Galaxy.
Could you repeat the first part again? And the end? And the middle? I don't think Kevin was listening.
What's up?
Spike, I cannot believe you're buying into my father's foolishness.
It's not foolish. It's the only explanation that makes sense. What else do we have? Countess Fallbrook thinks it's aliens.
It's probably aliens.
Kevin thinks it's ghosts.
To be clear, I think it's aliens dressed as ghosts.
And you, Lydia, have no clue.
I prefer to wait until the facts are in before making a supposition.
Well, they are in, and your father is correct. We should listen to him.
Yo, the perimeter has been breached.
By what? Zombies! All right, people, everyone to your defense positions.
Zombies?
Bro, it ain't that hard. You pull the lever this way, shove the piston in that way, and then end the little dot thing at whatever you want to blast.
Sure. That's easy for you to say.
I told you to stay inside where it's safe.
Yeah, well, I thought I'd be safe with you, but it appears I made a terrible decision.
That you did. But now that you're here, we need all hands on deck. We don't know how many zombies are out there, so keep your wits about you.
All hands on deck. I don't see your father here.
What did you say?
Nothing.
For your information, my father is operating the Archimedes ray from his office. That's much more suited for his talents than firing a pulse rifle.
Oh, wait. That's what this is?
Guys, they're here!
There's so many of them!
Die, you undead bastards!
Fire, Donny!
I'm firing! I don't like it! Oh, sorry, but I am firing.
Don't be sorry. Kill them.
This is my first time killing the undead, so excuse me if I'm a little off at the moment.
I did warn you. You didn't know what a bad day was.
Help!
They're overrunning Donny's position. Somebody please help him.
I'm on it, dude!
We could use a little support over here, Dad.
There's something wrong with the phase coupler. I'm adjusting it now. You'll need to hold those zombies off until I get it fixed.
Spike, my father's gonna need more time.
So do I.
You all right, other Donny?
No. I am not. But I am getting the hang of this.
Well, keep firing, little dude. It's kill or be killed out here.
Father, now.
Almost got it.
There's too many of them. We can't defeat them all.
There may be too many for you, but there's not too many for Gus.
Who the hell is Gus?
I have no idea. Yes, Father, you did it.
Better late than never.
It's a little premature to celebrate, don't you think?
Die, you brainless, brain-eating bastards. Is everyone all right?
Donny, are you okay?
I'm alive, that's for sure. Thanks for the assist.
No problem, brah. Glad to be of assistance. This.
Spike?
Woo! Never better. That was a blast.
We all seem to be alive. I'm sorry for being so blunt, but who are you?
Gus is the name. Zombie killing's my game. Preferred weapon? The grenade launcher. But I'm also an expert in hand-to-hand combat, the Bowie knife, 9mm, Desert Eagle, M16, and the ever-handy flamethrower.
I'm pretty handy with this pulse rifle thing.
Fine piece of hardware, son. Keep it close and call it Ginger. Now, my turn for the questions. Where am I? A moment ago, I was minding my own business, enjoying a typical day of zombie slaughtering in the Forbidden Badlands.
Forbidden Badlands. Of course.
Then, suddenly, I find myself in this jungle.
Yes, welcome to TR Base 2. My home, if you like. It's in Colombia.
Never heard of it. Is that near the Badlands? That's the only place I've ever been. Well, that in Arizona. Once. Never again.
Tell me something, Gus. Have you witnessed anything strange recently?
Yes, as a matter of fact, I have. 2 days ago, I was doing my thing, you know.
Massacring zombies.
Yeah, and suddenly these cars popped up out of nowhere, whirling and whizzing down the abandoned streets of the Badlands. Don't get me wrong, we have vehicles in the Badlands, but these were nice. I mean, really nice. Like, clean, fresh paint jobs and fast. Kind of just zoomed through, then disappeared. Just like that.
I think it's time we had a talk.
Dad, not this again.
I would like to hear what he has to say. I mean, it has to be a better explanation than ghosts.
Aliens dressed as ghosts, dude. I wouldn't mind hearing this professor out.
Fine, but don't say I didn't warn you. Okay, Dad, the floor is yours.
Oh, a couple of weeks ago, my daughter Lydia noticed the first appearance of what we started to call the phenomenon. Things suddenly appearing and disappearing without explanation.
I saw a roller skating gorilla.
This phenomenon has been steadily getting worse. Today, Lydia traveled from Columbia to Connecticut in the blink of an eye.
That's exactly what just happened to me. I went from the Badlands to your base in an instant.
I think I know what's going on.
Let's hear it, old man.
When you rule out the probable, the improbable, no matter how unlikely, must be the truth.
Except for all the probable things you couldn't think of due to the limited faculties of the human mind.
Okay, just give it to me straight, Professor. I can take it.
We are living in a simulation.
That's what I'm saying. Reality is non-reality. Existence is non-existence.
I refuse to believe that my existence is nothing more than computer data.
Why? Is it really that different from flesh and blood?
This is flesh and blood. This is flesh and blood.
Oh, primitive thinking. Let me explain it so that even an imbecile can understand.
That's you, Donny.
Thanks, Kevin. I can see we're going to be great friends.
I think about it. The world that we live in has advanced so far that the computer simulations we've developed are almost a universe themselves.
That's nonsense.
It makes perfect sense, Lydia. Expand your mind. The simulations we've developed are governed by immutable laws, right? These laws are no different than the natural laws that govern our world.
Except that characters in our simulation are not conscious.
As far as we know, but what if they are? Then assume, over time, these life forms create their own simulated universes. This continues from one simulation to the next until whatever or whoever started it all has been long removed from the equation.
So that would mean, if your theory is correct, that there are infinitely more simulated universes than non-simulated ones, right? This actually makes sense to me.
I'm guessing Gus ain't the imbecile, dude. Sorry, Donnie.
I'm sorry. I know I'm new here, but I'm with Lydia on this one. My life is not a simulation.
How do you know?
I just know, okay?
That's not good enough, and I just know doesn't explain this phenomenon. My theory does.
Check and mate.
For the sake of the argument, let's assume you're right. What can we do about it?
Spike and I have been working on that. Our computer, Prissy, is the most powerful computer in existence.
That we know about.
That we know about, of course, of course. That seems like a strange thing to say out of the blue like that, but anyway, while scanning the cosmos, she and I discovered something unusual near the heart of the Andromeda Galaxy. Spike, if you will.
It took some time to decipher. At first, it appeared to be nothing more than background radiation. But if you compensate for the Hawkins equivalent ratio of matter to antimatter and phase it out using an AM comp ratchet... There. Do you see it?
I don't see anything but garbled numbers.
Correct. But if I add Heisenberg's uncertainty equation here... Now look.
Oh, wait. That's binary.
Very good, noob.
I mean, I am a computer programmer, so... Wait. If that's binary, then...
The Andromeda Galaxy is spewing code.
Oh, sh**. I'm sorry, Lydia, but this theory really does make sense.
Great. Just what we need. Another convert to this ridiculous notion.
And just this morning, Spike and I discovered this.
A red suit?
We tasked Prissy to find anything matching our exact specifications. This is what she found.
Okay, but what is it good for?
Absolutely not.
Kevin, not now. The adults are talking.
If we hook this suit up to Prissy using the modifications Spike mentioned when she entered earlier, we can aim Prissy's radar dish at the center of the Andromeda Galaxy and...
We kidnap someone from the simulation just above our own. I call it the proxy zone.
You can't possibly believe you can download someone from the proxy zone. And even if you could, what would you ask them?
We need answers we don't have. If our plan works, we may be able to finally find the source of this phenomenon.
It's our best option, and Prissy managed to create this.
A map?
It will lead us to the red suit, using an access point here.
The sewers?
The sewers.
Oh my goodness, this is crazy.
Maybe, but it's the only thing we have. I say we follow the scientist's plan.
I'm in.
Bro, you can't keep me away. I'm down to crawl through the brown. Yeah, that's gross. I'm still down, though, but I will need a wet nap.
What do you say, Lydia? We could use someone with your fighting ability.
I still think this plan is insane, but I agree. We don't have a better option, so fine. I'll go.
I'm glad we agree on something. Now, perhaps someone can give me a lift home on the way?
That's actually part of the plan. Did you happen to notice where the access point is?
No. Why? What could that possibly... Oh, my God! No, that can't be.
I'm afraid it is.
Yeah, I can see why you would need me. When do we leave?
Well, well, well. It looks like Donnie will remain with our heroes a little while longer. I mean, what did you expect? Did you expect him to go home and hide under the covers? What kind of story would that be? A pretty boring one, that's what kind. And that's not what we have here. Is the professor correct? Is their world nothing more than a simulation? Will this red suit plan of theirs work? Where is the access point? And what does it have to do with Donnie? Find out next week as we travel into the laundromat!
Don't forget your quarters.
What the hell is going on here?
The Proxy Zone Reboot was written by Gerald Burke. All voices by Daniel Schall. Music by Sean Rayner, produced and directed by Gerald Burke and Daniel Schall. If you enjoyed this episode, check out Just Vic, available on Audible or Apple Books, written by Gerald Burke and narrated by Daniel Schall.